Hey, this is Ryan with the Daily Sales Dish podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Sam. Can you say hey, Sam?
Hey, everybody.
Today, we want to talk about a topic that I think a lot of people take a different approach to just based on the kind of calls they're making. But we want to discuss the most effective way or an effective way to open up your cold calls. So, Sam, I'm going to let you take it away.
Thanks for this one, Ryan. Well, opening the call, that's a really interesting topic. And it requires a lot of effort because any phone call will be reflecting in, as we say, always the first impression. How does the prospect feel when he listens to you for the first, I would say, 10 to 20 seconds? A lot of people, they struggle with opening the call because they might be hesitant, especially the new ones. Like once they get on a phone call, they're hesitant for a bit. They think that, okay, what would the prospect say? What am I supposed to say? Like how to handle that rebuttal or how to handle that objection. So many do stumble with this one. The first thing that should happen while opening the call, even before opening the call, like once they hit the phone, before they hit the phone, number one, they should be self-confidence about the way how they'll open the call. Now, self-confidence will be reflecting in anyone's voice, the tone itself. The tone of the voice will be impacted by how self-confident you are. It's different than, like I'll try to simplify that one as an example. It's different than, I will say, hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan, this is Sam calling you with ABC Company. How are you today?
Are you nervous or something?
Okay, that's example one. Okay. Example two, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, it's Sam calling you with ABC Company. How was your day so far? Good?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Beautiful. I appreciate it, Ryan. See, we have got two examples. Example number one, what did you feel from the tone of my voice?
That the person on the other end of the phone was very anxious and not very confident. There was a lack of both volume, it was very soft. The tonality wasn't there. There wasn't a lot of vocal inflections. And the pace wasn't that great either. I found that it's important to talk slow, but in order to do it with confidence, you have to use that tonality as well, because it keeps them interested in what you have to say.
I 100% echo what you said. So what is the outcome of the first example?
I think the outcome would just be maybe the person said, like the person on the other end of the phone, after they hear someone say that, just like, I don't have time for this, or, you know, I'm not interested.
Very good. Now let's move to the second example. What happened with it?
So we've talked about this on a past episode, but for those of the audience that didn't hear this episode, Sam did something really important when he was asking how the person was doing today.
True.
He suggested to them, how are you doing today? Good. Where probably a majority of the people are going to respond good because it triggers in their mind hearing Sam say good.
So the thing in here is it goes with two main factors in here. Now, factor number one is that you have to be self-confident because it will be reflected on the way how you sound on the phone. The second thing is, how would you force the positive mindset? Now, this is like, that will go for the first, I would say, the first 10 seconds of the call. Now, what would that cause? That will cause the prospect or whoever you're talking to be confident that, as an impression, oh, that person sounds pretty much serious. That person pretty much does understand what he will talk about because of the way how you sounded on the phone. So that's a reflection of the way how you sound. So the first thing that everyone should avoid is getting hesitant, is feeling weak, is they're not aware of what they will go ahead and say. No, it's pretty much easy and simple. Like, for the new ones, they have to somehow, well, I agree with it because, like, it's not me, it's not for me, it's for others. I would say that most of the like juniors should stick to the script. They should practice the script. At a certain point, they will go ahead and memorize that one by heart, which is I'm fine with that. But the way how they sound on a phone while opening the call, that is really important. That's an important and critical part when it comes down to the actual phone call. Now, moving to the next part, okay, that's the opening, that's the introduction. Now I introduce myself. Now I have right now the greeting. I'm done with the greeting. Now I have to move to the point of introducing myself. So we will go ahead and do the same exact thing. Two examples, one of being self-confident and the other one is hesitant.
Let's start with hesitant.
Hey, Ryan, this is Sam calling you with ABC Company. How was your day so far?
It's going well.
Well, basically, Ryan, I'm calling you from ABC Company regarding your electricity bill. It is high, right?
Who are you with?
I'm with ABC Company.
Oh, and why are you calling?
I'm calling you regarding your electricity bill, sir. Do you have a minute for me?
Sorry, I'm busy.
Okay, let's move to example number two. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan, it's Sam calling you with ABC Company. How was your day so far? Good?
It's going good.
Beautiful, beautiful. I like that. Well, basically, Ryan, I'm giving you a call today regarding your electricity bill. As a matter of fact, we are running a support campaign for people who are facing issues with their electricity bills. So we just wanted to touch base with you, to double check with you what we can do for you to make sure that your electricity bill is fine.
Boom. So what was the difference between the two?
You tell me.
So something that really stood out to me on the first one was you introduced yourself as Sam with ABC Company. And then I started asking, who is this? Why are you calling? And then when you jumped into the pitch, you said ABC Company a third time. It was like you were repeating the same information multiple times, where you could have been providing like a value prop or something like that to kind of grab the attention and initiate a conversation.
True. So here what happened is that because I was struggling and I was hesitant, hesitation causes distraction. Because right now you don't know what you go ahead and say. Oh, should I repeat again the name of my business, or should I just go through the script? I don't know. So, okay, I'll go ahead with the script again one more time. So I'm calling you back. I'm calling you from ABC Company again for a third time for the second time. So right now we reach a point where hesitation can cause distraction. Once you are distracted, now you will not be able to take to control the phone call. You will not be able to control the phone call. Right now, the prospect will go ahead and lead the phone call where they want it to be, where it will end up with, I'm not interested.
Also, there was a lot of ums, and I know that's something I'm still working on to a certain extent, but when you're having a conversation with somebody and it's the beginning of the call and you're opening it up, you want to sound confident so they can trust you to, you know, have that conversation.
True. Humbling and mumbling comes from being hesitant. Lack of self-confidence. Why does that happen? Because right now I'm struggling, even if I'm looking at the script, sometimes it happens that like people who did not memorize the scripts 100% in a good way, they would struggle with the script. That's for people who did not memorize the script 100%. For some others who memorize the script and they know it by heart, the first time for them is always the hardest one, because that's the first experience that they go through. So what happens is that, okay, they got distracted for a second, or they got hesitant for a second. Boom, what happened? Distraction will hit. Once distraction hits anyone, this is when you start losing focus. Once you lost your focus, at that time it's gone. That phone call will be completely 100% directed in a direction that you don't want. Back again to the point that the client or the prospect or the customer that you're talking to will go ahead and lead that phone call. It will end with the same result, which is, I'm busy right now, I'm not interested, or they will hang up on you.
So there's three things that I wrote down that I believe every good opening and cold call in general should have. And
True.
We mentioned a couple of them before. Tonality. You know, you gotta do vocal inflections. You don't want to sound monotone. You gotta watch your pace. You don't want to talk too fast. That's something I had an issue with when I first started inside sales. I would talk so fast and they wouldn't be able to understand my intro, and then they were left wondering why I was calling. It's monotone and fast. It doesn't work effectively.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing is volume. Yes, you want to sound confident, but you don't want to yell into the phone and startle them because you're so loud. It's finding a balance between all those characteristics and, you know, leveraging them.
There's a really thin line with the last statement, Ryan, between high volume between high volume and low volume. Mainly self-confidence affects the way how you sound with your with the tone of the voice, because I'll give you a simple example of this one. If someone is really for an active person, you would find that this active person cannot stay still. So they do move a lot. Same thing, it does impact the way how you sound on the phone. It's not a high tone, but it's an active tone.
The whole vocal inflections.
Absolutely.
You know, not just saying things in a monotone voice like this. You want to kind of flip the script and keep them interested by using that tonality.
True. So mainly the tone of the voice will be, or the volume, the high volume, it's not high, it's active. So being active, it does grab the attention of the other person that you're talking to.
Sam, is there anything else you wanted to cover as it relates to opening up a cold call?
Opening should be starting with a couple of key points, which are really important. Self-confidence, being active, being focused, understanding exactly the sequence of the wording, because the sequence of the wording is really important. Do not repeat repetitive words. They will get the prospect to be bored. I don't want to know a lot about your company and want to know what would you do for me. Pretty much that's it for today, Ryan.
That's all I got. With that being said, this has been the Daily Sales Dish. We'll catch you next time.
Stay safe, everybody.